Hello everyone, Anetonata here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Anetonata. Today, we are continuing on with What Am I, and we're on lesson 353. What am I? I am God's Son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of His love. In me is His creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God Himself. I am the heaven where His love abides. I am His holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides His own.
Our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this 1 year we gave to God, together, you and I, we found a single purpose that we shared. And thus you joined with me, so what I am are you as well. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak of nor describe. Yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it too, if we exemplify the words in us.
We are the bringers of salvation. We accept our part as saviors of the world, which through our joint forgiveness is redeemed. And this, our gift, is therefore given us. We look on everyone as brother and perceive all things as kindly and as good. We do not seek a function that is past the gate of heaven. Knowledge will return when we have done our part. We are concerned only with giving welcome to the truth.
Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice of God proclaim the world as sinless. Ours the minds which join together as we bless the world. And from the oneness that we have attained, we call to all our brothers, asking them to share our peace and consummate our joy.
We are the holy messengers of God who speak for Him and carrying His word to everyone whom He has sent to us. We learn that it is written on our hearts, and thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God, who thought He suffered. Now is He redeemed, and as He sees the gate of heaven stand open before Him, He will enter in and disappear into the heart of God. What am I?
Lesson 353. My eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose: to be given Christ to use to bless the world with miracles. Father, I give all that is mine today to Christ, to use in any way that best will serve the purpose that I share with Him. Nothing is mine alone, for He and I have joined in purpose. Thus has learning come almost to its appointed end. A while I work with Him to serve His purpose, then I lose myself in my identity and recognize that Christ is but my true self. Lesson 353. So, just as a reminder, we're not talking about Jesus Christ here. We're talking about the Christ that is all in all of us. We had, what is the Christ? Christ is God's Son as He created Him. He is the self we share. Making sure that we bringing that definition into our lesson today.
That's a good reminder, as well as recognize that Christ is, remember, exchanging but or only for but, my true self. So, and recognize that Christ is only my true self.
Right, and that true self there, it's talking about the sonship.
Right.
Because there's not all these individual aspects do not have a true self. The Course teaches is that the Son of God, the sonship, has a true self. And it can't be all broken down into all the different parts and the individual identities that we say. It's the Holy Son of God, the Sonship, has one true self.
Correct. And I know we drive that point home a lot, but it's a very important point, because if we're studying a text like A Course in Miracles, where we're talking about oneness, but then we also hold on to our individual identities that we see ourselves as, such as here with us, Annette and Ada, then we're still coming from this place we are separate. Like, that still remains our core way of seeing the world.
Well, and I think the reason you and I drive this point home a lot, as you say, for me, there's two reasons. One is it's a good reminder for just the two of us.
Yes.
Because we can get so caught up in, she did this, he did that, I did this, you did that, they think this, no, they think that. So we can get totally caught up into thinking from that ego thought system where everybody has an individual identity. So there's that, like, there's helping us out. And also, you know, sharing it in the podcast is important, I think, because it's so foreign to how we've all thought in the ego thought system. I mean, you know, we're all in the same boat here. We're all in here together. We all have come from the, you know, of course, our natural state is eternal spirit and only love. There's no one that isn't true for. And then as if you believe in one lifetime or many lifetimes, that's really not important. Let's say you believe in one lifetime. Well, you say, well, we kind of come out and here we are in this world, and the world is because of all the fear and the violence and the jealousy and the this and the competition and defensiveness and conflict and all of that. That's all ego thought system. So we're just in the ego thought system. And it takes, and even though we cannot feel quite right in it, like we kind of know, and we had a podcast about that, like we kind of know it doesn't feel quite right, but we can't put our finger on it. We don't really understand why. But then we know when we really get down to it, we know, and many folks have shared with us how they've always felt so separate from everyone. They've never felt like they even belonged here. We've heard that a lot. And then we kind of come to this place where we say, hey, wait, there's this part of me that can feel peace and they're calm and just joy. And there's this other part of me that just is not, just the opposite. And then one day we understand this concept of the split mind. I have a split mind. But most of us have spent, you know, the majority of our days in the ego thought system until we realize that we can choose again and we can listen to that voice for love that we were talking about yesterday. We've talked about it so many times. But my eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose, and it's really to choose to see ourselves as who we truly are so that we can be that expression of love that helps the sonship change our perception from error to truth.
Yeah, so you have a lesson like you have today, like you just read, my eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose. We have, what is the second coming, which says it needs your eyes, it being the second coming. It needs your eyes and ears and hands and feet. It needs your voice. And most of all, it needs your willingness. Then even in our What Am I that we're reading right now, paragraph 4, ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice of God proclaim the world as sinless. Ours the minds, which join together as we bless the world. This consistently bringing us back to even we our body parts. We have a lesson, I am spirit. But we also have in A Course in Miracles that it says the separation has occurred.
In time.
In time, exactly, in time. So we are having this experience of separation. And on doing it, we have to be involved in what we say, what we do, what we hear, what everything does affect that experience of separation. So what we do ends up being quite important.
And yet, like ours are the eyes through which Christ visions, he's a world redeemer. Ours are the ears, ours are the mind. We can't really come to the place where we're able to offer our eyes, our ears, and our minds until we recognize that we do have a split mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we're just coming from it and just saying, okay, now I'm going to be the perfect Course in Miracles student. Or, okay, now I'm going to do this, now I'm going to do that. And we have our own idea of what it's going to look like. And the Course in Miracles teaches that we really don't know. We don't know what's the best in a certain situation or in any situation. That's why it's always so important that we turn every single thought and action over to the guidance of love. And, you know, remember when Jesus says in the Course that if we ask him to substitute for our ego for us, he will do it. It's that whole idea, is that in this moment, I don't know what to say, I'm turning it over. In this moment, I'm not sure what to do, I'm turning it over. That's where, you know, we've talked about multiple times about like turning over our day, mm-hmm. you know, and just saying, I'm going to give this day to, and, you know, the decision for the day is to, okay, so how do I want my day to be? I want to be in line with the Holy Spirit thought system. I don't want to be coming from that ego thought system.
Right. You were sharing with me the other day or a few weeks ago, actually, how you're reading in, I don't know what book it was, how even the Dalai Lama says he's not enlightened.
Like, yes, I'm reading this series of books. There are 10 books authored by the Dalai Lama and this other...
Thubten Children?
Yes. I can never pronounce her name, but you always can, so that's helpful. Well, he said, the Dalai Lama says that in there, that he is repeatedly asked, what does it feel like to be enlightened? And he says, he doesn't know. And I'm so taken by his honesty.
Complete respect for that.
I do too. But what he's saying there is not like he's not choosing the Holy Spirit thought system. But what he's saying is he still knows that that ego thought system creeps in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would use different words, but they would be the same.
Yeah.
He also shares how in his books about how, you know, it doesn't matter what religion we're following. It really matters if we're coming at it from this place of love. Like, that's the only thing that really is important. And that's such an important message, because we can find division in religion, not religious. Your religion is different than mine, therefore. Or, you know, for me, I had some struggles in my experience with religion. So then I can come at it from that place. And what he's saying is, let's just meet in this place where we're all doing the best we can. And the only thing that really matters is, do we love one another?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's such an important message, because you think, well, even the Dalai Lama, I mean, the Dalai Lama, isn't going around saying how enlightened he is. And if he's asked, he says, if he's asked, like, what does it feel like to be enlightened? He says, I have no idea. I have such respect for that, because there can be so much pressure in spiritual circles to be better than you are, to be further along than you actually are, and maybe put on a bit of a show. And having that example of the Dalai Lama, to me, can give people permission, like, it's okay not to get this. it's okay if we go into our ego for weeks, months, years at a time. Like, it's not this source of shame or anything like that. It just is, we're all spiritual beings having human experience, and we're kind of stumbling through Home Depot in the dark as we go, you know.
Well,
we don't cause too much chaos as we get through, but sometimes that happens.
I appreciated that, you know, on the other day when we were on lesson 351 and you were sharing how, you know, you got anxious and the behind the scenes before that podcast is like, oh my gosh, you know. Okay, we're 45 minutes later than you thought we were going to be, and the world isn't going to end. But I really appreciated that you were willing to share that you had the anxiety, like the dominoes were going to fall. Because we can be Course in Miracles students for 8 years. You can be the Dalai Lama who's been practicing Buddhism, you know, to the best of his ability. I mean, he's
for a lifetime.
Well, like, he's very such a beautiful, dynamic teacher that I really appreciate, you know, even having in my life, having the books in his life. And he also has YouTubes. I don't really watch a lot of those. I like the written, where I can highlight his words and all of that. But just to come to this place where we're all in this together. And no one goes home until we all go home, and not putting ourselves above, you know, anyone else. We're just all doing the best we can, because no matter who we are, we actually, you know, also know this experience of spending time in the ego thought system, going into fear, going into worry, going into judgment, going into jealousy, going into whatever it is. And we know that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And to just understand that just because we have that experience does not preclude us from turning it over and asking for guidance.
Nor does it put even our idea from today's lesson, I was way back on what is the second coming, but even from today's lesson, recognize that Christ is but my true self. It doesn't keep that message off limits either.
Right. Oh, yes. Right. Like, even if you have the day where you've screwed up bigger than you have in a really, really long time, doesn't mean that, Father, I give all that is mine today to Christ to use in any way. Like, we can still turn it over and say, no, I don't. I want to lay that aside. I want to actually come from this other space.
Yeah.
It takes humility in the sense of the way the Course in Miracles teaches it. Humility is to recognize who we truly are. It's not making ourselves low and bad. It's, you know, God says you're perfect, whole, and complete, just like this is saying here. I am God's son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of his love. So if I forget that for a moment in time, it doesn't erase the truth. I still am God's son, complete and healed and whole. And so are you, because we're part of the sonship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I am, you're not.
Yeah.
Or I am on some days and you're not. Or I'm not because I haven't screwed up today, but you have, so you're not. Or you're doing it perfectly and I'm just making myself low and I'm not part of the sonship. It's, we're all one in the sonship.
Yeah, and this what am I, that's true even on the screw up days.
Totally. Yeah.
I know for me in my, cause I try really hard to be nice and kind. I always try to do that. But then when I screw up and maybe I'm not as kind as I wish I was or hope I was, I have to be intentional and just not let myself just come crashing. I'm like, yeah, maybe it'll never work out. Like, yeah. I can go the catastrophizing.
That sounds like you.
The catastrophic thinking continues, and to not to like stop myself from that, you know, that hard dip,
right?
Of, oh, you know, you're not going to get this, crash and burn. Even on our biggest screw up days, to not let ourselves go down that rabbit hole of, no, I'm not. You know,
even if we didn't quote unquote screw up, if we're disappointed.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if somebody does something to us and we think, oh my gosh, really? I mean, there's that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that we're always, I am God's son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of his love.
Like that is forever and forever true.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us today. Happy practicing with lesson 353. My eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose, to be given Christ to use to bless the world with miracles. Have a lovely day.
See you tomorrow.